Rakeem Harper, we've talked about him. He's come in and made a real impact the last couple of games. You're aware he's out of contract at the end of the season. Is there any sort of tangible progress where that's concerned at the moment or not?
Yeah, we're nearly ready to re-sign Rakeem Harper. The boy is our player. He belongs to us. He's a local. He's developed through our academy. As a head coach, along with my staff, we know Rakeem extremely well because I've worked with him since he's been under 12. So it's a proud moment. It's a proud moment for me. It's a proud moment for the coaching staff. It's a proud moment for the academy and the football club when you see two young players like Sam and Rakeem side by side against the experienced Gareth Barry in the week. It's a proud moment for him. And, you know, the academy would have sent an email around just to show that their hard work, where it pays off, really. So Rakeem's a player that we want him to stay at the football club. We're in the final parts of for him re-signing, which will be good news for everybody. But and when it's done, obviously we'll announce it. But, you know, Rakeem's just got to continue getting his head down. There's lots of parts of his games that he's still developing and learning. But there's some wonderful parts of his game, what he's shown, that we've all seen that excites the fans. He's young, he's energetic, he's fresh. He's enjoying his game. He's fearless, which is all the components of a real good player. And you know, you'd be developing along the way. You know, like I said, with this, everybody, you know, behind the scenes, we've kept these youngsters in and around us. They've not gone anywhere. They've just stayed in and around us and trained with us every day in terms of preparing for a moment like this. And in training, they get the strength, they get the speed by training with the pros every day. They get the understanding what's required of them. They get the angles of passes, the runs, the details off the ball, the importance of playing on like frontline football. But slowly but surely, we've had to sort of integrate them back in the team. And you've seen this season from Edwards, Lee Cole, Field, Harper, to name but a few, have stepped in and performed at a mature level. And it's the work, credit to them, it's the work for everybody that they've been doing behind the scenes, that when the opportunity has come, they've stepped in and they've not looked out of place. It's important to secure Rakeem because we don't do all our hard work and then we let the youngsters go out the building. It'd be the wrong thing to do. We've done extremely hard work. I'm trying to say there's a different regime here at West Bromwich Albion Football Club. The culture's different. In and around the club's different. And I'll always keep beating the drum about the unity in the football club. Well, unity in the football club is keeping all your best players. And Rakeem Harper's a good player for West Brom. He's our player for West Brom. We want Rakeem Harper to sign here. We've had good progressive talks with Rakeem's advisors. And I'm pleased to be standing here saying that we're all on the same page. And we just want to get the boys signed up, get it done and dusted and get it out of the way, because you're seeing Rakeem's attributes are excellent for the football club, but there's a lot more to come from Rakeem. Rakeem was, like I said, you know, a striker at our academy, and we've converted him over the last 3 years to a midfield player. So when you think of that, of a midfield player, you think that's not long, really, in the tooth in terms of the area, the pitch, what he's got to play. So there's different responsibilities. When you're a striker, you've more or less got your back to play, holding the ball up, getting onto things. When you're a midfield player, you're more in the centre of the pitch where you've got more bodies on you and you've got to think quicker, move the ball quicker. And Rakeem's displayed all those attributes and we're still continuing to work with him. For Rakeem to be in the pitch and be playing alongside somebody of the wealth and experience of Gareth Barry, Chris Brunt, James Morrison, he can only learn from them, and he's shown those maturities to his performance. And that's why we want to get him settled down and get him signed, and he is the future of the football club, these players. And we've got a crop of youngsters here that we feel is really, really excellent and can perform for the football club. And if we manage them right, certainly the future for this football club looks bright, because I feel we've got some excellent, talented youngsters here, and those are to name but a few. We've got some others just behind them that are excellent players. And as I said, if they're developed right, you could see an array of talent at this football club and some exciting times for this football club. I've had a chat with the agents and the advisors. We've all had a chat. They seem confident. We seem confident. We feel that this is the right place for Rakeem. We know him. He knows us. His family's here. He's young. He needs his family around him. All these are aspects that, with a youngster, needs to develop. they're not for youngsters to leave this football club and then get put somewhere else, and they've got to prove himself over, be in a different environment. Keep the boy here, keep the boy local, keep his families here with him where they can protect him and look after him. We as a football club know him inside out. He knows us. He knows the type of football we're going to play in here. He's been developed the right way. So in terms of me ticking all the boxes, I can't tick anymore. We're all on the same page. It's just about getting it done now. And hopefully we'll get it done.